Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Meseches Yoma has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Robert Goodman, Le'ilo Nishmas, Chaim Menachem Aaron, Ben Yecheskel Nechemya.
Learning Meseches Yoma, Daf Chav Gimel. We're going to start with the sugya that starts on the very bottom of Chav Beis and Mabez, the sugya of Nekama and Netira. The Gemara says, V'amar Rabbi Yechel Mishim Ebshim Ben Yitzadok, Kol Tamad Chacham Shein Neikem V'Neiter Kenacha Shein Tamad Chacham. A Talmud Chacham that doesn't do nekama and netira like a snake, he's not a Talmud Chacham. Proper hanhaga of a Talmud Chacham is that if someone does an avlatim, someone does an injustice to him, he takes revenge and he's neiter, he bears a grudge. So the Gemara asks the Kasha v'aksiv le'sikam v'le'sitar. The Torah says you're not allowed to. You can't take nekama. You can't do netira. So the Gemara says who b'maman who d'aksiv. That's talking about if someone did an injustice in regard to money. Like the case that Bryce brought, the case where he didn't lend him his sickle or his axe. In that case, he can't bear a grudge. You can't do nekama. You can't not lend him your thing because of that. You can't even mention to him, I'm not like you. I do lend my things. You have to forget about it completely. No nekama, no netira. Mashenkin, if the injustice was not mammon, it was Tzara Guf, he embarrassed him, he hit him, or Ukadaima. So in that case, a Talmud Chacham should do Nekama and Netira. Then the Gemara says, it's Tzara de Guf Eloi, it says, a Braisa and a Lovim Ve'enim Ovim, Shem Chabasim Ve'enim Meshivin. If someone gets embarrassed and he doesn't embarrass back, he listens to disgrace and doesn't answer it, Aleim Akasav Aima Ve'ayiv of Kesei Seshemesh Begvurasai. On that, there's a very big milah. He's like Katzeis Hashem Mishpik V'Rasei. The ones who love Hashem are like the sun going out in its strength. So Gemara says, La'olam denaka le'belibe. Enoch in Ami to answer back that a Talmud Chacham shouldn't do. That's what Ayav of Katzeis Hashem Mishpik V'Rasei. But he should hold it in his heart. He should bear the grudge in his heart. So L'chayre Shver. Now we can understand the Talmud Chacham being neiter, bearing the grudge. He's neiter by holding it in his heart. But how could the Talmud Chacham be neikem that way? It says the Talmud Chacham should be neikem v'neiter kenachash. And now the Gemara says, no, he shouldn't answer anything back. He should just have it in his heart. So where's the nekama? The Tira, we understand. The Rashi answers, v'mbo'acha linkam nekmasei b'kiyam ha'mishpat yishtek. If someone else goes and does nekama for him, so he's quiet. And as neikem doesn't mean he does the nekama, but Nekim means that he allows other people to do the Nekama. That's Rashi's pshat. The Ritva, and a little bit more by Richas the Me'iri, they say similar, that the pshat is that since he's Nakalei Belibe, so he gives it over to Hashem to do the Nekama. And of course, since he's a Talmud Chacham, the Ebishta will punish the one who did the injustice to him, the Avlat him. And that's Bishusay Valdeita. He doesn't do anything. He's a Shemeh Rapasa Veinim Einim, another Veinim Ovin, but in his heart he feels the injustice, he bears the grudge, and the Eivishta takes Nekama from him, and that's called he's taking Nekama, because it's with his approval that the Eivishta is doing the Nekama. So it's similar to Rashi, who's learning it's with his approval someone else does the Nekama. The Marshan Chedushi Agadis doesn't like this pshat. He says Nakalei Belibe means he holds it in his heart, and he doesn't answer right away, but eventually he does nekama to him. It's a little bit shver. Why would that be a maila that he doesn't answer right away if anyway he's holding his heart and he's going to get back at him later? What's the difference? Kapanim, the Rishayim Amafurish, that he does no nekama at all, either someone else does nekama for him like Rashi, or the Eivishta does nekama for him like the Ritva and the Me'iri, and that's called he's being nekama. The ending of my Sakasha from the Memer of Rava that says, someone who's meichel on his averis that people do to him, so me the connected me that Eivish is meichel on all the averis that he did. So the Gemara says, that's the mefais uleyu mefais. That's if the guy asks mechila, if the guy apologizes, he's willing to do tshuva, so then even the Talmud Chacham should no longer be neikim and neiter, he should be mefais, he should say fine, I'm Michael, and then the Eivish is Michael al Kolb Shav. But if the guy is not Mephai Saleh, he doesn't ask Mechil, he doesn't apologize, So then he should be nakale belibe, and if not, he's not nekim v'neiter, then he's ein etal mechacham. That's the sugya sagamar. The Gemara's maskana sounds as follows. The lav of the kamenetir, the lav of the raisa, that only is by inyanim shebemamin. Only when someone did an injustice with mamin, that he didn't lend you what he's supposed to lend you. Mashenkein tzaira the guf, if someone did actual crime and injustice of tzaira guf, there is no lav of nekamenetir, period. Now, by tzaira guf, so then, there is a big maila, even by tzaira guf, even though there's no is in the kamenetir, but there's a maila to be, shemei chavasim ve'enim eshivim, nalavim ve'enim ovim, it's ayiv of gesesa shemish b'gurasai, and not to answer back by tzaira guf at all. And that's when the Gemara seems is not a chiv, it's a maila. But by a Talmud Chacham, that would only apply that he shouldn't answer back or do anything, but he still should be nakat label libe. That's a Talmud Chacham has to be naikiv and naiter kenachash. And even a Talmud Chacham, if someone asks him mechila, then he should be meichel. Everyone else, so again, there's no isser of nakam and natira, because it's Saraguf, but there is he could do what he wants. He could be in a love venom of him and doesn't even have to be nakalei belibe, but if he wants, he could be naikim and naiter because we're dealing with Saraguf. And this is the psak of the Urayim, and he even says a drasha. How does the Gemara know that nakam and natira is tomen and yanesh b'mamen? Because over there, in the pasuk of Leisikam and Leisitar, there it has the lav of Gezel and Oishik and Alanis Kar Sacher there in Parshas Kedeshim, which are all in Yanai Shebemamen. So it's a Dover Halamin Me'in Yanai. That's one of the Midash Atayin Adreshes Bem. The whole Psukim there are discussing in Yanai Mamen. So who would in the Kam and Atira are discussing in Yanai Mamen? And the Shari Tshuva Paskins that way in the Smag. And this also is what the Me'iri here says, that Nekam and Atira only apply to Nyanim Imam and not to Nyanim Tzaraguf. However, the Rambam, in Hilchos Deis, when he brings the Issa of Nekam and Natira, doesn't mention it. And the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos is pretty mashma that it has nothing to do with only Mamun, it has to do with Tzaraguf also. And Huadin, the Sefer HaChinuch, is extremely clear that Nekama is referring to Tzaraguf. He gives the example of Tzaraguf, he discusses, just like David HaMelech, when Shimi ben Gera screamed at him and was mevaza him, and he said that don't bother him because Hashem amalei kilel, person has to realize whatever someone does to you is all from Hashem, he's just a shliach, will happen anyway, there's no reason to get angry at him, because that's what every yid should think when getting ba'avlid by someone, when getting an injustice done by someone, that it's not him, it's really Hashem. And it's very clear in the Chinuch that it applies even to Tzaraguf. And a lot of Achreinim ask the Kasha, the Minchas Chinuch, and the Chikri Leiv, and other Achreinim ask the Kasha, what do the Rambam and the Chinuch do with this Gemara that says Mefurish that Nekam and Natir is only by Nyanei Mamon? So the Chafetz Chaim speaks about it in the Psicha to Chafetz Chaim, Lavin Ches and Tes, in the Ber Mayim Chaim, Ois Tezvav. And he says a passable teretz that the Gemara first, when the Gemara said Tamachachem Shein and Neikim V'Neite Kanacha Shein and Tamachachem at a Kasha L'Sikim L'Sitar, the Gemara said Hu B'Mam and Shibiksiv. But then the Gemara had another Kasha from the Lavan Veinim Olvin, and the Gemara answered Nakat Leibulibe. So they understood the teretz of Nakat Leibulibe that it's a Chazara from the teretz of Inyanah Shibamamain, and that teretz doesn't apply anymore. And what about the heter to be nakalei belibe by Tzaraguf? That would only apply to a Talmud Chacham. And we're going on a Talmud Chacham. Talmud Chacham has to be nakalei belibe. But it's a little bit dachuk, because the Gemara is not mashma that it's a chazara b'chlal from the original teretz. The Gemara doesn't say Ella. And chayr, it's a little bit shver also that if vinish vi, when you say the teretz of nakalei belibe, you're going to have to make a chilip between the Talmud Chacham and everyone else, because everyone else there isn't issa de raisa even to be nakalei belibe. So the Gemara could have said that same teretz for the leisikam v'leisitar, that there's a chilip between the Talmud Chacham and everyone else, even if he's not just nakalei belibe, even for nakama itself. So it's not mashma neshak v'tayr of the Gemara, that the Gemara had to be chayzer from the Teretziv and Yani Mammon, Hu B'Mammon Hu D'Ksiv, and the Gemara says it's Stam, and that's why the other Rishayim, the Yireim and the Rabbein Yena and the Smag, learn up that Teretz blames the Maskana. But the emphasis is, there's another Girs in the Gemara, which perhaps the Chavetz Chaim wasn't aware of, but it is brought in the Rishayim. Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perlau, in his Sefer on the Reb Sadyugain, in the Chelek Beis, Leisa Sein and Gimel, the Leisa Sein of Nekama, he answers the Teretz that there was a Girsa, he brings the Girsa from Rabbein Avram ben Arambam in the Tshuva of Maisa Nisim Simen Yad Aleph. He also brings it in the Reshbatz, the Tashbatz has a Sefer Magin Avais, and he also says that this Girsa. It's Bemis, and also in the Chedush HaRitvan Rosh Hashanah Daf Yad Zayin, Mefurish this Girsa, that wasn't Geiris Bechlal in the Gemara, Hahu B'mamanu D'Ksiv. The Girsa of the Teretz is Haba Milei D'Shmaya, Haba Milei D'Ara. That's good for the Teretz of the Gemara. That even though it says in the Pasuk there's an Isra of Nekama and Netira, that's only by Milei D'Ara, when it's a person's own personal cheshbin. It's Milei D'Ara's own personal cheshbin of Adi, he has to forget about everything, no Nekama, no Netira, no matter what. But Milei D'Shmaya, meaning, when it's a Bezayin HaTayr, we're dealing with a Talmud Chacham, and his Bezayin is a Bezayin HaTayr, and if he's Meichel, he'll come out of Bezayin HaTayr, what the person did was an Avil against the Abish, that's Milei D'Shmaya, then there's no Din of Nekama and Netira. That's the Gemara's Teretz. And Mel, according to this Girsa, which we have in Rabbeinu Avram ben Arambam, we have in the Ritva, we have in the Reshbatz, the Kasha doesn't start. The Gemara never said that Hu B'Mammon Hu D'Ksiv. L'chayr it's bar that was the Rambam and the Chinuch's Girsa in the Gemara, that Ha B'Milei D'Shmaya, Ha B'Milei D'Ara, and Mel, there is no Makar to the Schilik of Mammon and Tzair HaGuf. And the Chavetz Chaim fears eyes halacha l'maisa, however you answer it, but since the Rambam and the Chinuch hold that is Issa deraisa of Nekama and Netira, even by Tzair HaGuf, so he says, Safik deraisa l'chumra, and we have to be machmer, like the Rambam, like the Sefer HaChinuch, not to do Nekama and Netira, even by Tzair HaGuf. Now, the Gemara's maskana was by a Talmud Chacham, that he should be nakalei belibe, and that it says, Kolamavral midaisav, mavirin akol shav, is only the mefayis le mefayis. If they ask him mechila, then he should be meichel. But otherwise, he should bedafka not be meichel. So the Rishenim, the Ritva over here, and the Rosh Hashanah, and the Ran in Rosh Hashanah, on the Gemara of Daf Yud Zayin, they ask the Kasha from the Gemara Megillah, that Marzucha said that he goes, every time before he goes to sleep, he says, Shari l'kol man d'tzayron. That was a schus, how he had a riches yamim, that every night before he went to sleep, he'd be meichel everybody that did anything bad to him. So, fact, the Ran and the Ritva, Mazuchi was a Talmud Chacham, and a Talmud Chacham is only mefayis lay mefayis. If they ask him mechila, so then he should be meichel. But if they don't ask him mechila, the Gemara is mashmi, bedafka shouldn't be meichel, called Talmud Chacham, shein and eikim v'neite kanachash. Ain't a Talmud Chacham. So what's the Pshat? Mezuchu is Meichel everybody. Shari Kol Man Ditzayron. Before he went to sleep, he was a Talmud Chacham. Talmud Chacham is not supposed to be Meichel. So the Mashiach here asked the Kasha, and he says that Mezuchu is only Meichel people who ask the Mechila. And what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is, even if he asks Mechila, it's not so easy to be Meichel everybody. But Mezuchu, everybody who asks Mechila, he was Meichel every night before he went to sleep. It didn't take him too long. He was Meichel that day before he went to sleep, anybody. But the Rishayim hold that that's a Deichik. It's not Mashma, it was only people who asked the Mechila. Avadi, he was Meichel everyone, even if they didn't ask him Mechila. So they have this Kasha. So I'm from the Rishayim, the Ritva and the Ran, that this is a Chila between Mila D'Shmaya and Mila D'Ara. Like we said, the Ritva was Geiris, Mila D'Shmaya, Mila D'Ara in the Gemara itself. When the Gemara asked the Kasha, Leisikam, Leisitar, the Gemara made the Chilak Mila D'Shmaya Mila D'Ara. The Ran, who wasn't Gairisit in the Gemara, the Ran is clearly held like the Rishayim, that a Gairis Hu B'Mammon Hu D'Ksiv, but he held that way Misvara. All the Rishayim really hold that way. The Talmud Chacham, that's Eina Neikim V'Neite Kanachash, Eina Talmud Chacham, is Avada only when the Bezayin is the Bezayin Ateir, and being Meichel is compromising on Kavan Ateir. Mashenkin, when it's a personal thing, like it wasn't Barabim, and there's no inyan of Kavanah Torah, even a Talmud Chacham Avanda, he should be Meichel. It's a good thing to be Meichel. So that's a teretz. Mazuchu is Meichel everyone. Meaning, when it wasn't a geyah to cover the Torah, it wasn't befehesya. And the Rambam Mamish makes this chiluk also at the end of Hilchos Talmud Torah. He says that a Talmud Chacham is about the Meichel everybody, and he brings down the Gemara, he doesn't bring a Bishmai, that the Talmid Chacham are Meichel everyone before they go to sleep. And avad in a meichel, but b'med varim amurim when it's b'tzina. But if it's b'fahesi, it's a shalav kavan a tayrith, then I know the naikim v'nait the kanachash. But the Ritva asks that if we're talking about milei da'ara, something which is not negated to kvayt shemayim, so what's a chiddush mazutcha? Everyone has to be meichel. There's a nisa of netira. Now this kash is only shver in the Ritva l'shitasei, that isn't gairis hu b'mamanu duksiv. And Memela, even by Tzara Guf, is an Isser of Netira. So Memela, what's the Chiddush of Mazuchi? He was Meichel, everyone. Everyone has to be Meichel, is an Isser of Netira. Lefi the other Rishayna, Lefi Ben Yaina, and the Uraim, and this the Ran also, that the Ran is Garis of Mamadu Duxiv, it's not Shver Bechlal, because by Tzara Guf, there's no Isser Netira. So he's not Mechliyev to be Meichel. So that was the Chiddush of Mazuchi, he was Meichel anyway. But Al Kolpanim, the Ritva has it shver that we're talking about Mili Da'ara, so what's the Chiddush he was Meichel everyone? Ever the Ritva teretz that Netira is only when you bear a grudge, when you have a Kpeda against him. But let's say you don't have any, you don't bear a grudge, you don't have any Kpeda against him. But still, you're not Meichel him. You don't go positive with Pile and be Meichel him. That's okay. That's not Netira Bechlal. You're not Mechuyif to be Meichel him. So Mamela, that was a Chiddush and Mazutra, that even though he wasn't Mechuyev to be Meichel, but Tumat Mili Da'ara, Avadi, he wasn't Neiter at all, but why should he go B'Payel and be Meichel? That was a Chiddush and Mazutra, that before he went to sleep, he was Meichel everyone. So this Ritva is M'siyashiv to me, a kash I always had, that it says in Halacha, the Rambam brings it down, that when someone asks Mechila, it says, Alashin lo yehei Meichel Achzari, a person shouldn't be an achzor, you shouldn't be cruel to him. If he's coming and asking mechila and apologizing, you should be gracious, you should accept the apology. And kol ma'avir al midos of mevirin l'kol pshav, ha'gufa, if you act with rachmanis tim and you meichel him, so when you come to the Eibishta and do tshuva, the Eibishta will be meichel you. L'chayra bishleim elefi the rishayim, the bein yayna and the yireim, and the smag, that hold the hu b'mam and hu d'chsiv. So I understand that that's him. If a guy did tzara guf to you, so you're not mechuyev to be meichelim. You're allowed to bear a grudge. You're allowed to hate him for what he did. But if he comes to ask mechila, it's a midah taiva. It's good. It's a richtig midah. It's lo yehi meichel achzari. It's not proper not to be meichelim. But according to the Rambam and the Chinuch and the Chavetz Chaim passing away, halacha l'maaseh kosafik deraisa l'chumra, that there's an Isser of Netira, there's a Lav of Netira. So what's a pshat? Lo yehi meichel achzari. It's not right to be so achzarius. Kol ma'avir al midaisim avirin kol pshav. L'chayr should say, it's mamash a Lav deraisa, even if he doesn't ask mechila. It's a Lav deraisa to have any Netira of him, to hold any grudge, and merely after your meichel m'lagami, right away even before he asks you mechila. And initiate a Lav deraisa. What's a pshat? Well, if either it was, miyashiv. The Lav deraisa is Netira. You're not allowed to hold a grudge. You're not allowed to bear a grudge to him. You're not allowed to have a kpeda to him. But to go and be meichelim, if he didn't even ask, if he didn't even apologize, you're not mechuyev to. It's a special midah taiv of mazuchi, you're not mechuyev to. And even if he asks mechila, there's no lav deraisa, there's no chiv deraisa to go be meichelim. But then, even if you're not mazuchi, even if you're not mamish, a tzaddik omer that could be meichel, even if he doesn't ask, but if the guy comes and asks, even though you don't feel he deserves a mechila, but still, you should be meichelim. Lo yimeichel achzari. You should be meichelim and fakert, and that way you'll get mechila on your aveiros. But not being meichel is not necessarily a lav of netira. Does state in the Ritvan Rosh Hashanah. A person is not neiter b'chlal, but still, he's not meichel. And about being meichel, so there, it's a midah taiva by mili da'ara. If something's not negated to kvayt shemayim to be meichel, even if he doesn't ask, and if he does ask, then it's more than just the psalmidus chasidus ba'alma. That's the correct and proper nugget for everyone. Lo yeh meichel achzari. The Talmud Chacham, by mili d'shmaya, So there, he bedafka shouldn't be meichel until the guy's mefayis him, the mefayis layu mefayis. Right up. The Gemara towards the end of the Amud brings a braisa that brings the story of the two kahanim that were running up to the kevish, and one of them came first, and the other one took a knife and stabbed him in the heart and killed him. And the Gemara says, Reb Tzadik got up on the steps of the ulam and said, "Achenu beis Yisrael shamu." It says in the pasuk, "He matza chol ba'adama, the yatzis akenecha v'sheftecha." Who should bring the egla rufa, the ear or the azaris? And everyone started crying. And the Gemara discusses that there were actually two stories. The one in the Mishnah where someone pushed him and broke his leg was one story. And this story happened first, but they didn't want to make a takana because of it, because they didn't think this would happen again. But when someone pushed him and broke the leg, then they made the takana, and they made the pious. So the Gemara comments on Reb Tzadik's speech, that he said, "Achenu beis Yisrael shimu, Amila Havi, who should bring the Eglai Rufa, the ear of the Azaris?" The Gemara says, Yerushalayim doesn't bring Eglai Rufa. It says the Braisa, 10 things were said about Yerushalayim, and one of them was that Yerushalayim doesn't bring an Eglai Rufa. And then the Gemara asks another Kasha, by Eglai Rufa it says, Loinoy demi ko, when you don't know who the Ritzeach is, you don't know who the murderer is, then you bring Eglai Rufa. But here is Noy demi ko, everyone saw which Kayim was the one that killed him. So he says, now look at the Laharbis Bibachia. It was only in order to make that everyone should cry. So Taisus asked the Kasha, that what was the big Kasha, Yerushalayim doesn't bring Eglai Rufa, according to the Gemara earlier in Daf Yubeis, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that says Yerushalayim was a Schalkel Shvatim, so then Yerushalayim could bring an Eglai Rufa, if it was a Schalkel Shvatim, that bright tells Yerushalayim lein a Schalkel Shvatim. So Taisus says, Enechirami, that Kasha the Gemara could have answered, that it goes like the Tan owes Yerushalayim is a Schalkel Shvatim, but anyway you have to answer the Laharbis Bechia, because it was Lenaida Miko, and here was Naida. And then Taisa says another reason why why it couldn't be that he meant seriously to bring an Eglai Rufa, because he said Ala Ira El Azaris. And here, of course, you can't bring for the Azaris. It's Eglai Rufa is brought by an ear, by a city. Azaris is not a city. So what Bechlal did he mean Ala Ira El Azaris? Should the city bring? Should the Azari bring? The Azaris is not a city altogether. Alamai was Ula Harbis Mabachia. So Mel the Gemara didn't bother answering the Kash of Yerushalayim, going like the Mal Yoma, the Yerushalayim is the Schalak L'Shvatim, because, anyway, you have to say L'Harbis L'Bechiyim because of the other Kashas. Now, the Milchus Chinuch, at the end of the Mitzvah Eglai Rufa, he says, Pitputei Deraisa Tavin, wants him to follow up a little bit, he says, L'Yevash, I'm not embarrassed to say that I don't know what's the din if a Chol is found in the city. Do you bring Eglai Rufa or not? The pasuk says, "Neifel basada." It's found in the field. Is that dafka only when it's in the field, out of the city, or is it dibra kasa ba'eva? It's talking about a case. In the normal case, if you don't know who the murder is, it's because it's found in the sod and no one saw the murder. So he brings that gemara. The Reb Tzadik says, "Who should bring the eglai rufa?" And there, it's in the city. So chay, you see right from this gemara that eglai rufa is not only when the body is found out of the city, between cities. Eglai Rufa is even when it's in the city, because otherwise, what's Reb Tzadik saying, who should bring the Eglai Rufa? He was killed in the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash is in the city. So you see here quite from the Gemara, that even if the body is found in the city, you still bring an Eglai Rufa. But he says it's not a raya, because like we see here, even though there was really no Eglai Rufa for Kama Taimim, it was Neidim Yiko, etc. But still he said, so who then you could say that and when it's found in the city, you don't bring an Eglai Rufa. And the reason why I mentioned Eglai Rufa here was because L'Harbis Ubechi, like the Gemara said. That kind of Minchas Chinuch. Then in the Kaimitz Mincha, which was a suffix that the Minchas Chinuch writes, he writes that Achaz Man Rav, he saw in the Sefer Yad David, a Masechtas Yuma, by Rabbi Elazar Bar Tzadik, that brought from the Ralbag and the Barbanel, in the Pirish on Chumash and Parshas Shaftim, they write klar that you don't bring an Eglai Rufa. Sod is dafka, and if it's found in a city, do not bring an Eglai Rufa. And he said that the Machne Yehuda, the Sefer Machne Yehuda from Yehuda Ashkenazi, he asked a kasha then from this Gemara. He said, this Gemara is mafurish not like them. This Gemara, the body was killed in the city, and still there was a discussion about Eglai Rufa. There's a raya that even in the city you bring an Eglai Rufa. And he says, a Sefer Yad David from Rav David Zinsheim discusses this machlokes. In the Sefer Yadav, the Taka brings down this. He brings down the Das of the Ralbag and the Barbanel that whenever it's found in the city, you don't bring the Egel Arufa because it says Basada. It says Basada. Vice is in the city. It's not Basada. You don't bring an Egel Arufa. And he brings the Machne Yehudis Kasha from Agamar. So why by Yushalayim? Here it's in the city in the Beis HaMikdash. Why did Reb Tzadok say who should bring the Egel Arufa? Adavid answers, besides, he also gives the answer that the Minchas Chinuch says, that you can't bring a Raya from this Gemara, like the Gemara said, it was only Lahayba Silbechiyah. He says, Kubi Yitzolin HaMachloikis Tanon. Because the Gemara darshins B'sada Prat L'tzof Al Pnei Amayim. It's only if you found the person in the Sada, but if you find them floating in the water, then you don't bring Egel Arufa. So he said, if you might from Sada, they're not Tzof Al Pnei Amayim not, so Kol Shkein Be'ir, it's also not Besada. So therefore, according to the Chachamim, that Darshan Besada not Tzof Al Pnei Amayim, so they would also Darshan Besada not Be'ir. Mashenkin, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer doesn't Darshan Tzof Al Pnei Amayim. He holds that Tzof Al Pnei Amayim, you do bring like a Rufa. So who did he want Darshan Be'ir? So Mel, that wasn't so Muchach the Kasha to ask the Kasha that it was Be'ir, because they'll be telling the Machlekes your blessing the Chachamim, if you Darshan Sada, Prat Tzof Al Pnei Amayim. So they would have a shail if you dash in Besada, proudly here. Reb Chaim Knievsky, in his first Sefer Nachal Eson, a Sefer all about Egel Arufa, he discusses this by Richus, and he says, Bechlal not a Raya. Muvadat, because the Gemara only says it was Lahairus of Bechia, he says that the Beis HaMikdash wasn't in the city. The Beis HaMikdash was Chutz Le'ir. He says, it's Mefurish Neshita Mekavetsim of Akama, and the Dvon the Meiri say to Mayakot Nafchavavim and Aleph, and the Rambam says it in Perikei, in Tainus Halacha Tazayin, that the Beis HaMikdash wasn't in the city. It was out of the city. So Mela, it's Bechal, not the whole Kasha doesn't start. If someone's killed in the Beis HaMikdash, he's not killed in the city. So Metchila, I thought that he still would have a good Raya from Tosfos. Because Tosfos says, when Tosfos asks the Kasha, that what's the Kasha of Yerushalayim, maybe goes to the Tanya Yerushalayim with his Kalak L'Shvatim. And Tosfos, anyway, you have to answer L'Har B'Sevuchiyah. And Tosfos says, because he said, Al Iroi El Azorah, and Tosfos says it's Pashit on the Azor you don't bring, because the ear a Kravikziv, and Azor is not an ear. El Lafushi Tzara Baal Mehuda Kamarachi. That it's obviously only with saying Allah Harbis of Mechia, because he asked the Shaila, do you bring him the ear, or do you bring it on the Azor? And the Azor is not an ear. So even if you could say the Beis HaMikdash was out of the city, it wasn't in Yerushalayim, it was out of the city of Yerushalayim, but Tosfos was said that the reason why what he said, does the Azor have to bring, the reason why that couldn't be correct was because the Azor is not an ear. Why don't they say more Pashit? Because it's not close to the Azor, it's in the Azor. Elamai, at least Tosfos holds that if it's in the ear, you would bring an Egel Arufa. It's only because the Azor is not an ear. And also, it's hard to answer the other Kasha, the other Teretz, that he only said Allah Harbis Rebechiah, because Vaker, Tosfos is bringing Rayas that you have to anyway say it's L'Harim HaSubachiyah, not only because of the Kashas the Gemara asked, but the other Kashas also. And he brings this Kasha because he said, Al-Ir Al-Azaris, and Azar is not an ear. L'Chair, Tosfos should have said better, that the Azar can't bring the Egel Arufa, it's in the Azar itself. So, and it has to be Karav L'Ir, it can't be in the ear. Elamai, from Tosfos L'Chair, it's a starker ayah, that if it's in the ear, you wouldn't bring you would bring the Egel Arufa. But then, Shuv, I decided it's not the Pshat. Even though I saw in the Adavit, the Machni Huda, Mamish asked it from Tosfos, not only from the Gemara, he asked from Tosfos. That he says that since Tosfos says that Azaris, he didn't bring it because the ear Kraviksiv, and Azaris is not an ear, and it didn't say because it's Nimsa Besaycha ear, Vais Tosfos, but Nimsa Besaycha ear, you would bring an Egel Arufa. So he brings the Raya Mamish from Tosfos, the way we explained. And this, he can't be madcha, it's laharbis v'bechiyah, because faker, Tosfos is trying to bring a raya that you have to bring other time and why you couldn't bring an Egel Arufa, so they should have said this more pasha the time. Also can't be madcha like Reb Chaim Knievsky, that the Beis HaMikdash wasn't in the air, because this, we're discussing the Azara, and the killing definitely happened in the Azara. But I saw in the Sifri, there's a gear a little different than Agamar. The Sifri says that he said, "Achenu boy v'nimdait al mi eishlan lahavi asa egla al hechal oyal azaris." And he brings also the Tosefta, and the Yerushalmi also says it that way. Then his question was, he says, let's measure. Does the Heichal have to bring Leglai Rufa? Or does Azaris have to bring Leglai Rufa? What did he mean by that? L'chaya was killed in Azar, not in the Heichal. What's the boy of an Imdai? Where was he measuring Bukhlal? So I think the Pasha Taich is that he didn't mean the Azara, meaning the empty space in the Azara, the plaza of the Azara, where the Mizbeach was. He meant the part of the Azara that's a building. In other words, he's looking at the Azara, ke'ilu it's an ear, and the Heichal, ke'ilu it's an ear. And the question is, to which building is it closer to? Is it closer to the building of the Heichal, or is it closer to the building of the Azara? So Lishkais in the Azaris, the whole Azara was full of different buildings where they used to do different things. So that was the question. Are we close to the Heichal, the building of the Heichal, or are we close to the building of the Azaris? That was more Pashit, that on the Kevish is Pachal not in here. But the question of the Azara bringing the Egel Arufa means it's Ke'ilu, like people would live in the buildings of the Azaris, the Kahanim, or whatever it is, the people of Shemer, and they considered they live there, and they might have to bring the Egel Arufa. Or the Heichal has to bring Egel Arufa. Or in the Nusach of Agamara, when it says Ir Azaris, it means where are we closer? Are we closer to Yushalayim, the city? Or are we closer to the city called the Azaris? In other words, the Lishkais of the Azaris. So Mele Faker, this Bechal not a Raya from Taisis. You could say of Chaim Knievsky's Dichli that where the incident took place, it wasn't in the Ir, and it wasn't in the Azaris either. It was in the Azara, meaning in the open part of the Azara. But it wasn't in the Azaris, the part that he was referring to when he said that the Azara might have to bring the Egel Arufa, because there he was referring to the buildings of the Azaris. Azai Menech Vadava Pashit. Alko Panim, like we see, we don't have a big Raya from the Sugya. Tachreina Mamatcha the Raya. Lamaisa, the Barbanel, and the Ralbag, they both say, because of the Pasuk, Besada, Besada means Besada v'loy be'ir. That's Rasha we don't find anywhere, not in the Gemara, not in the Sifri, not in any place. That Barbanel is Mashmitz, a Rasha from Chazal, but we don't have that Rasha anywhere. In the Dvar of Ram, the Sefer Dvar of Ram, Simen Vavez Gimel, he says, another reason why you possibly won't bring an Egel Arufa if it's found in the city. Not else is Joshua Vesada V'lei Be'er, but because it wouldn't be Shaykh to be Maided. When you bring an Egel Arufa, so you measure which city it's closer to. So the Gemara says in Saita, even if it's obviously much closer to one city than the other, there's still a mitzvah to measure. There's a mitzvah's medidu. Mother duela arim, even if it's closer to one city than another, and it's obviously closer, you still measure. That's because it's Shaykh to measure. It's shayach to go and measure it. Mashengen, if it's in the city, is bechlal no makim to measure. How are you going to measure? It's there. There's nothing to measure from one place to another place. So if it's bechlal not shayach to measure, it could be the medina is ma'akiv in the Egel Arufa, and mela, you wouldn't bring the Egel Arufa in that case. And that means this is a tesefta. It's here, in Saita, Perek Tes, Piska Aleph, it's a shal the girs of the tesefta. It was a girs in the tesefta, nimsa chol be'ir, Laya Arfin, Shemitzis Esek B'Medida. Which, according to that Girsa, here it says that word, that if the chol is found in the ear, so, Laya Arfin, they didn't do Egel Arifa because it's a Mitzis Medida, and Medida is Ma'akiv. So, the Fila Girsa does Kufa state in the Tesefta. But there's another Girsa to the Tesefta, which is like this, Nimtza Ba'ol in the ear, Laya Arfin, Shemitzis Esek b'medida, which means if it's el means obvious, if it's obviously close to a city, lohei arfin means not that they weren't arif altogether. Lohei arfin means they didn't just do the arifa miyad without even bothering to be made it, because why should we made it? We see clearly which one is closer. Shemitzes esek b'medida, it's a mitzvah do medida, even if it's obviously closer. Lefi this girsa, which is the girsa sagra, that the seft is just saying the exact same thing that the Gemara is saying, that when it's obviously close to a city, you still have to do the medida. When it says lohei arifin, it doesn't mean they didn't do the arifa. They did do the arifa. Lohei arifin means they didn't do the arifa without the medida. They didn't do the arifa right away because it's a mitzvah to do the medida. Yeah, so Ruchav Vishal Pila also discusses it in the last chelik in Parashat Ches, and Reb Chaim Knievsky discusses it in the Sefer Nachal Eson in Perek Gimel, Sif Yud Aleph. He discusses it by Rikas. There's also an Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan has all the dinim of Egel Arufa in Simen Tavchaf Hei, it's Sifkat 9 Vav, He also makes this drasha of Neifel Basad, the Basad of Lai Be'ir, and he also brings Uriah, because since the Gemara discusses what's the din if it's mamish very close to the city and it's obvious, and the Gemara says you have the Medida anyway, and the Gemara doesn't discuss the case if it's in the city, Vaisis, if it's in the city, you stamp out the from Eglai Rufa. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara brings the Brais of Tanur Abanan, Upashat, Velovish, Begadim, Mechayim, Vahitziya Sedeshen. He takes off these begadim, wears begadim acherim, and takes out the dash. And you would think it means that he wears big day chayil. Tam loymar big day hapashis begadim v'lavish begadim acherim makish begadim shleivish the begadim shepayshit. So hekish the begadim that he's wearing, the begadim he's taking off. Mala halon that the begadim he took off a big day kaidish. Afkan big day kaidish. Imkain ma tam loymar acherim. So why does it say begadim acherim? It doesn't mean big day chayil, it means p'chusim mehem. It means less quality. Rashi says either that they're shchakim, they're already worn out, they're older, or they're from less quality pishtam. It's not matziv so much, it doesn't shine, it doesn't have the same quality look. Now the Pasuk Pshutei is talking about Hitzoah Sadeshin. There are two things, like the Gemara and the Hemshech explains, this Truma Sadeshin, where they take a little bit of ashes from the Mizbeach and put it on the side of the Mizbeach. Like the Pasuk says, V'heirim esadeshen v'samei etzel ha-mizbeach. That's the avoid of Chumas Adeshen, which is done every day. And then there's a din of Eitzahas Adeshen, that they take out all the Deshen and put it Michutz L'machana. They remove all the Deshen from the Mizbeach and bring it Michutz L'machana, meaning Michutz L'Shalosh Machanes. Those are the two avoids. Now, Pashas, this Pasuk, Upashas Begadah V'lavish Begadah Mechayim, V'Haitziyas Adeshen, is going on the avoid of Eitzahas Adeshen. The Pasuk before it, the V'Heirim Adeshen, mentions this thing of Ksainis Bad Kaidish Ilbush or Michnase Bad Ilbush Al Basare. It doesn't mention anything about having Begadim Pchusim. So there's a Rashi ready in Daf Yud Beis and Mid Beis. The Gemara there says, Yilbash, Lerabbis is Ashchakim. And when it says, Michnase Bad Yilbash Al Basare, that's Mar Beshchakim, that worn out clothing are also kosher for Big Day Kuna. So Rashi says, Lerabbis Ashchakim means that they're also kosher. You don't need to have new clothing. Even older clothing that's worn out is still kosher for Big Day Kuna. Rashi brings down Anishamati, a pshat that he heard from his Rebbeim, that bedafka you should have shkakim, because we're dealing with the mitzvah of Chumas Adeshin. Yilbash al-Basar is talking about the mitzvah of Chumas Adeshin. And there you should wear begadim chusim, you should wear shkakim. But Rashi says, it's a shveri pshat, because the pasuk by Begadim Chusim is talking about Etzah Sedeshin, because they have the Svar, like the Gemara says, that Begadim Shevish L'Bekdei L'Rabbi Alim Zebekais L'Rabbi. Etzah Sedeshin is a messy Avodah. You get Malachlik, you have to take all the ashes out from the Mizbeach to Mechutz L'Shalosh Machanis. That's the messy Avodah, that's the Begadim Shevish L'Bekdei L'Rabbi. There's a din of Alim Zebekais L'Rabbi, that's not the Begadim you should be wearing. When you're doing the actual service of bringing in the kais, then you have to be wearing more chashev begadim. But Rashi Tainis Trumas Hadeshen, which is just taking one machta full of ashes and bringing it off the mizbeach and putting on the side of the mizbeach, that's b'chol not a messy aveda. There's nothing wrong with that aveda. It's a very clean aveda. There's no svara of begadim shabish b'kdei l'rabbi yim z'b'kais l'rabbi by Trumas Hadeshen. That svara only applies by Etzahas Hadeshen. So, Mele, by Chumas Adeshin, Avadi, you wear regular, high quality begadim. That's Shittas Rashi, the Anafi Beizim and Beiz. But the Ramam and the Sefer Achinuch hold that the din of begadim Chusimahem applies to Chumas Adeshin also. And the Sefer Achinuch says that the Svara of begadim Shebishulam Gdeil Rabbi. Ayim Zabakais the Rabbi applies to Chumas Adeshin, even though it's not such a messy Avodah Vaisdeis, but still, it's not an Avodah Chshuva like you bring a carbon, like you're actually doing the service, like bringing in the tray, which there you need Gvaldig of Begadim. It's an Avodah of cleaning up. And the Mela, you're taking the ashes, you're putting in the Eitzel Mizbech. The Mela, such a thing, the Derech Chayretz is, you wear Begadim Chusim, you wear lesser Begadim when you do such an Avodah. Shail is what's a Makar? For the Rambam that says that that the din of begadim chusim applies to Chumas Adeshin. The pasuk who pashis begadim v'lavish begadim echeim is talking about v'haitzias Adeshin. It's talking about etzas Adeshin. Mehechates it applies to Chumas Adeshin. So the chinuch is takamashim because in svar it applies. in Svarim, about the Svarim of the Gadim Shabishu Ben G'day L'Rabbi, Imzah Ben Kais L'Rabbi, that applies to Chumah Sedeshin as well as Itzah Sedeshin, the Me'ad Halacha, the Torah says, by Itzah Sedeshin, would apply also to Chumah Sedeshin. The Kesef Mishnah says, that Taka the Rambam holds like the Anishamati and Rashi Nafyabez and Mabez, that Yilbash is L'Rabbis of Seshkakim, and you see from the Pasuk of Yilbash, that the Pasuk of Upashis Begadav, V'lavish Begadav Mecherim, which without the Pasuk of Yilbash we would say goes Dafka on Itzah Sedeshin, but the Pasuk of Yilbash, the Rabbis of Seshkakim, which is said by Chumah Sedeshin, that tells you that the Pasuk also applies to Chumah Sedeshin. The Ritva says, is a hekesh of Itzah Sedeshin, Chumah Sedeshin, Al-Kopanim, this Mahalach holds, that Avada the Pasuk of Upashis Begadav, V'lavish Begadav Mecherim, even according to the Rambam, is a pasuk that's written by Haitzah Sedeshin. Now there's a reason, whether it's a Svara, whether it's a Ribuy of Yilbash, or whether it's a Hekish, but there's a reason why we apply that pasuk to Chumah Sedeshin as well. And that Rashi is Chaylik, the Ritva and Daf Yudbeis and Beis holds like Rashi, that it's Dafka by Chumah Sedeshin, not by Haitzah Sedeshin. The Meiri and Daf Yudbeis and Beis holds like the Rambam. He says it applies even to Haitzah Sedeshin. Halkopanim, it's a machalikis rishainim if this pasuk, which is written by Itzah Sedeshin, applies equally to Chumah Sedeshin. There's another mahalach in the Rambam, which is a little bit more mashma from the Lashon Rambam, because the Rambam says, Chumah Sedeshin, at the Rambam, Perek Beis Halacha Yud, and to meet himself, and Haram Sedeshin al Mizbeach v'chayim mitzvah sasei, Shanem v'heirim Sedeshin, so mitzvah sasei to take the Deshin off the Mizbeach, put it on the side. He avoidim avoidis a kunitz and avoidim. U big day kunish a turn by medeshin yabchusim and a kelm shemishamish by mishar avoidis. Shenemar u parshis begoda vulavish begoda mechayim veheirim a sedeshin. So he brings the pasuk u parshis begoda vulavish begoda mechayim by chum a sedeshin. And he explains, Eina aim achayim she big day chayil, el she bchusim and a mishaynis. Vish ein da achayit she imza kais the rabbi, bevgodim she bishmem kdeiru the rabbi. So he brings this halacha, and he brings the din of Upashis Begadav, V'lavish Begadav Mecherim, by Chumah Sedeshin. And the Chumash says it by Itzah Sedeshin. The Chumash doesn't say, Upashis Begadav, V'lavish Mecherim, V'heirim Sedeshin. It actually says, Upashis Begadav, V'lavish Mecherim, V'haitzi Sedeshin. And really the same thing the Rambam says also in Perish Mishnayis and Masechtas Tamid, in Perik Hei. Mamish the same thing. That the Pasuk says, Upashis Begadav, V'lavish Mecherim, and he's talking about Chumah Sedeshin, and the Rambam says, and it doesn't mean Big Day Chayil, because you have the Hekish, or whatever it is, it means Begadim Chusim, and it means the Svara of Begadim Sheh, Bishul Mekdei L'Rabbi, Imzah Bekais L'Rabbi. Now like we said, L'Chayir it's Shver, because the Pasuk's not talking about Chumah Sedeshin Mechlal. So even if the Rambam held that the Pasuk includes Chumah Sedeshin, the Pasuk is talking about Itzah Sedeshin, but for whatever reason you're going to include Chumah Sedeshin, because of the Ribuy of Yilbash, like the Kesef Mishnah says, because of the Svara, like the Sefer Chinuch says, because of the Hekesh, like the Ritva says, but L'chayr, the Rambam shouldn't bring the Pasuk by Chumah Sedeshin and discuss that Chumah Sedeshin doesn't mean, there's no din of Big Day Chayil, because it's an Avodah, and the Pasuk means Pchusimhem, not Big Day Chayil. That's nothing to do with Chumah Sedeshin, that's Itzah Sedeshin. So the Hashmoyis Rambam is, and this is how the Siach Yitzchak here and the Sfas Emes, they learn up in the Rambam that the Rambam holds that by Haitzah Sedeshin, you bechal don't need Big Dekuna. Because Haitzah Sedeshin is not an Avodah. And by Haitzah Sedeshin, there is no Din Big Dekuna bechal. And the male, the whole Pasuk of Upashis Begadav V'lavish Begadav Mecherim is going back on the pasuk of Chumah Sedeshin. It doesn't. It's not meant to be read Upashis Begadav V'lavish Begadav Mecherim and with those Begadav Mecherim V'haitzia Sedeshin. No, Haitzah Sedeshin does not need Big Dekuna. What the pasuk means is like this: Ksainis Bat Kaidish Yilbash Shemichsimish Abasari V'heirim Sedeshin. That's if he's wearing Big Dechayil, he should put on the Ksainis Bat Kaidish and wear the Michnase Bat and do a Rama Sedeshin. And in case he was wearing Big Day Kaidish because of other Avaidis, then Upashis Begadav V'lavish Begadav Mecherim to wear Pchusimahem in order to do the Chumah Sedeshin. Because the whole Pasuk is by Chumah Sedeshin, and Itzah Sedeshin Mechlal doesn't need Big Day Kuna. And we're going to explain this now. To explain, you have to understand these Achrayim in the context of the Sugya Sagamara. The Braisa says in the Tanakhama that the Parshas with God of Lavish when a Mechayim means Pchusimem. It means Big Day Kaidish, but it means Pchusimem. And then the Braisa brings Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer Aymer, Acheirim Vahaitzi. Acheirim is going on the Kahanim that are being Maitzi to Deshin. Liman al Kahanim Balimum Shekshayim Lahaitzi Deshin. That Acheirim Vahaitzi teaches you, and according to Rav Yishayim, besides for the drasha of Gadam Apchusimem, it also teaches you Acheirim Vahaitzi. Acheirim is going on the Maitzi Hadeshin, the Kahanim that are Maitzi Deshin, and they're Acheirim. So Balimumim are kosher for Haitzah Hadeshin. Now the Gemara brings the Machlokes of Yechanan and Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish says, "K'machlokes b'haitzah, kach machlokes b'harama." Just like Rabbi Eliezer holds that balimumim are kosher for haitzah sedeshin, so too Rabbi Eliezer holds that balimumim are kosher also for truma sedeshin. The Tanakhama holds that balimumim are possible both for haitzah sedeshin and for truma sedeshin. Rabbi Eliezer holds that balimumim are kosher for haitzah sedeshin and for truma sedeshin. Rabbi Yechanan says, no, machlaikis is b'haitzah, avo b'arama devi hakal avaydihi. That the machlaikis is dafka by haitzah sedeshin, but by Chumas Sedeshen, Balimum are definitely possible because Chumas Sedeshen is an Avaida, and Avada, Avaida has to be done with the Kayin, has to be done with the Kayin Tam, can't be done with the Balimum. And Mamela, the whole Machlaik is by Tsar Sedeshen, which is not an Avaida, there you have a Machlaikis if you need a Kayin Tam or a Balimum. Now, Shenge, by Chumas Sedeshen, there, Lakuli Alma, it's an Avaida, a Balimum would be possible. The Gemara says, my time of the Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish holds that even Chumas Hadeshin is not an Avodah. What's the reason? Because since all you're using is two big dekun according to Rish Lakish, Ksayin is bad Kaidish, or Mechnesay bad Yilbash al Basari, you just have the Mechnesayim and the Ksayinis, or Aybazai, if all you have is two big dekunah, it's obviously not an Avodah. An Avodah would obviously need all four big dekunah. So since you need two big dekunah, it's obviously not an Avodah. So Mamela, since Rish Lakish anyway holds that Chumas Hadeshin is not an Avoida, the Haraya, it's good enough with two big dekuna. So, therefore, in Svara, if Rabbi Elazar says that a Tzos Hadeshin is good enough for the Baal Mum, he learns it out from a Pasuk, so Mela, who would then Chumas Hadeshin be good enough for the Baal Mum? But Rabbi Eichanan holds, no. Rabbi Eichanan holds that you don't only need two big dekuna. You need four big dekuna. And when it says, Ksainis Emech Nesayim, there's a ribui that includes the mitznefes and avnet, and you need all four big dekuna. It just mentions these big dekuna for the chiddush, like the Gemara explains. So, mele chumas hadeshin is avada and avada, and since chumas hadeshin is an avada, avada a balmum is possible even according to Rabbi Elazar. Mashen kein chaytzos hadeshin, which is not an avada, then we have a machlekes. Rabbi Elazar has a ribui to be marba balimumin, and there are bond and hold that balimumin are possible. Now, there's a machlokes Rishonim pshat in this Gemara. Taisus and the Taisus Rishonim and the Taisus Rosh and the Maskan of the Ridvan, they all hold like this. And there's no machlokes Tanakam and Rabbi Eliezer, Sai according to Bechon and Sai according to Rish Lakish about the requirement of Big Dekuna. Both Tanakam and Rabbi Eliezer hold the same thing, both by Hetzah and by Harama. That both cases need big dekuna. According to Rish Lakish, both Haitzah and Arama needs two big dekuna, and that's Sai according to the Tanakhama, Sai according to Rabbi Eliezer. And according to Rabbi Yechanan, both Haitzah and Arama need four big dekuna. Now, Taisus is mazbu like this. If something is an Aveda, there's no way you could say that it doesn't need four big dekuna and Balimum and Apostle. If it is an Aveda, it's like a regular Avaida. All Avaidas need four big dekuna. All Avaidas need that a Kayin should not be a Balmum. But if something is not an Avaida, there still could be a requirement that, A, that you need a Kayin. There could be such a requirement. B, there could be a requirement that you need big dekuna. There could be a requirement that you need two big dekuna. That's a Rish Lakish holds. There could be a requirement, even if it's not an Avaida, that you need four big dekuna. And there could be a requirement that it's not a balmum. All these things are possible if it's not avodah. On the other hand, it's not murchuk. We have to see in the psukim whether, in this particular case, when it's not an avodah, what exactly the Torah requires. If it is an avodah, then we know what the Torah requires. Avadi need a kain, avadi need four big dekun, avadi bamum is pasul. But if it's not an avodah, then we have to read the psukim and see what it is. Therefore, according to Rish Lakish, neither Harama Sedeshin nor Haitzah Sedeshin is an avodah. Haraya. Since the pasuk says two big dekun are enough, even for Harama Sedeshin, in Dem state it's not an avodah. That's clear. Still, the Torah requires a kain. And the Torah does require two big dekuna. So, even if it's not an avoda, if the Torah requires a kain, and the Torah requires two big dekuna, that alone would tell us in Svara that a balmum is pasul. And that's what the Tanakhama holds, that by Haitzah Sedeshin, and of Truma Sedeshin also, a balmum is pasul. Because since the Torah requires a kain, and the Torah requires two big dekuna, so in a Svara you'd say a balmum is like a zar. It's like he's not a kain. And therefore, even though it's not an avodah, because you see two bedekun is enough, but a balmum will be pasul. Rabbi Leza has a ribui, a cheirim, to yimarba balimumin. Once he being marba balimumin by hitzah, and a rama is similarly not an avodah, so minasvara we would say that it applies to a rama also. And therefore, chumis hadesh and also a balmum is kasher. Rabbi Yechanan holds no. Avada Chumas Hadeshin is an Avoida. That's what you would say in Svara. And Rish Lakish is Hechrich that if there's two big dekuna, Taisis, it can't be an Avoida. The answer is, according to Rabbi Yechanan, no, there are four big dekuna for Chumas Hadeshin. When the Torah says, Ksainis and Michnasayim, the Torah also means to include Mitznefes and Avnit. So therefore, Chumas Hadeshin, which is an Avoida, that's clear that Bali Mumin are going to be possible, and that would be true even according to Rabbi Lezer. Mashain Kain Haitzah Sedeshin, that's not an Avodah. But there, you still need Big Dekuna, that's the Gilei Akra. Upashis Begadah V'lavish Begadah Mecherim, you would think it means Big Dechal. No, you have a Hekesh Pshita Levisha, just like the Pshita is Big Dekaidish, the Levisha also has a Big Dekaidish, so Haitzah Sedeshin, Shteitin Pasuk, needs Big Dekuna, even though it's not an Avodah. And the Din of Begadah Mecherim is Yini Pchusim Mehem. So, since the Torah is makbid by Haitzah Sedeshin, also despite the fact that it's not an avodah, that you need a kain, you need big dekuna, so min hasvara you be mamayit balmum, and Rabbi Leizer has a ribui that no, that balimum, since this is not an avodah, here we have a ribui that balimum are kosher. But it comes out that legabe big dekuna, there is no machlekes Rabbi Leizer and the Rabbanan, not according to Abiech and not according to Shlakish. According to Rish Lakish, both of them, according to both the Tanakhama and Blazini, two big dekuna. According to Rabbi Yechanan, by both of them, according to both the Tanakhama and Blazini, four big dekuna. The machlekes Rabbi Yechanan and Shlakish is if Chumas Hadeshin happens to be an Aveda or not. And the machlekes is also if according to Rabbi Leza holds the Balimum Akasher for Haitzah Sedeshin, because that's L'chuli Alma, not an Aveda. And the Machlaikis is, if you hold Chumas Sedeshin, not Aveda, so then Rabbi Leza holds even by Chumas Sedeshin, Balimum Akasher. Shad of Taisis, and Taisis Shad, and Taisis Rosh, and the Maskan of the Ritva. But the Ritva brings the Nemuke Rav HaChasid, which I think he means Rabbeinu Yaina, that says no, that according to Rabbi Leza, that holds that Balimum Akasher for Haitzah Sedeshin, according to Rabbi Lezer, hu adin, you don't need big dekuna b'chal for Haitzah Sedeshin. Kum des lefi zeh, Rabbi Lezer is being chaylik on the whole drasha. He doesn't agree with the drasha over Parshas Begadah V'lavish Begadah Mecherim being makish, the Begadim of Upasha, which is big dekaidish, to the Begadim of Lavish, which also has to be big dekaidish. That's in the Tanakhama. Rabbi Lezer doesn't hold that way. Rabbi Lezer holds that it's taka big dekhail. And why does it say Acherim? Acherim is telling you a new chiddush that Balimum also kasher for Haitzah Sedeshin. And the Ramban also says it's alatera in Parashas Tzav, by the parasha of, beginning of Parashas Tzav, by the pasuk of Parashas God of Lovish Begad of Acherim, that he says that Rabbi Seinu bring down a deya, that we're talking about Big Dechayel, and Lechayel he means the day of Rabbi Lezer, that Rabbi Lezer holds that there is no din of Big Dekuna by Haitzah Sedeshin. Haitzah Sedeshin could be done with Bali Mumin and could be done even by Big Dechayel. And the whole din of Big Dekuna by Haitzah Sedeshin is only according to the Tanakam and not according to Rabbi Lezer. So that's the second shita, the shita of the Rav HaChassid, which I think is Rabbeinu Yain in the Ritva, and the shita of the Ramban al HaTorah, and the Miri also, the shita of the Ban al HaTorah, that they hold, dafka according to the Rabbanan, you need big dekunim by Tzah Sedeshim. According to Rabbi Lezer, that Bali Mumin, Akasha for Tzah Sedeshim, who adin, you don't need big dekuna, big dechayel are also good for Tzah Sedeshim. The Malbim on the Sifra, on the Pasuk of Parshas Bagadav, also goes with this chat, and he brings a raya from the Yerushalmi, and he says that the Yerushalmi's mavur, according to Rabbi Lezer, even a zar is kasher. Rabbi Lezer has no requirements for Tzah Sedeshin. You can have a Zohar, you can have a Baal Mum, you don't need any big dekuna. But the Me'iri brings the Yesh Mefarshim. He doesn't say clearly it's the Rambam, but like we explained, the Siach Yitzchak and the Sfasem is learned this way in the Rambam, that Tzah Sedeshin b'chal doesn't need big dekuna, even according to the Tanakama. The din that the Tanakama said, U'pashas begadda v'lavash begadda mecherim, was going on Truma Sedeshin. That Truma Sedeshin is big dekuna, and the din of Achayim is that Prusim Mehem. That's what's said by Truma Sedeshin. And then Rabbi Lezer says Achayim V'Haitzi, meaning that Achayim V'Haitzi, that's by Etzah Sedeshin, that even Bali Mumin could do Etzah Sedeshin. So the Tanakhama said that by Truma Sedeshin, you need big dekuna, and Rabbi Lezer is saying that by Etzah Sedeshin, Bali Mumin Akasher. To that, the Tanakhama holds that even by Tzah Sedeshin, Bali Mum aren't kosher. But Lagabe the din of Big Dekuna, that you don't have by Tzah Sedeshin, even according to the Tanakhama. Now, the Rambam is very mashmin away. Even though most Mefarshim, including the Kesef Mishnah, the Mishnah Lamelech, and Kama other Acharenim, do not learn the Rambam this way. They learn the Rambam, like we said before, that a Tzah Sedeshin does need big dekuna, but the din of Chusim Mehem applies also to Truma Sedeshin. But the Rambam, in Hilchos Midim Musafim, by Truma Sedeshin says that Yitaka need big dekuna, and the Pasuk of Lavish Begadah Mecherim just means Chusim Mehem. And he says that Pasuk is going on Truma Sedeshin. That's how he brings down the Pasuk. And he says clearly that Truma Sedeshin is an Avodah. That's what he says. And then when he gets to a Tzah Sedeshin, he says it's not an Avodah. That's what the Rambam says, that a Tzah Sedeshin is not an Avodah. But he says, but ein Bali Mumin Metziah Noseh. There's still a psul that Bali Mumin can't do the Tzah Sedeshin. And he doesn't say anywhere that Big Dekuna is required for a Tzah Sedeshin. And that's why the Siach Yitzchak and the Sfasem is both Neman and the Rambam, that there is no dim Big Dekuna for a Tzah Sedeshin, period. Even according to the Kama, just as a psul of Baal Mum, and Rabbi Lezer's mat to Baal Mum. But Big Day Kuna nobody requires, because the din of Upashas, Gmar of Lavish, Gmar of Chayim, is talking about Tafka by Chumas Sedeshin, not by Tzah Sedeshin.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.